Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Where do you go when the storm comes? In my hometown, when storms came, we used to go outside. Not the smartest thing to do. They don't tell you to do that on TV, do they? But we used to go outside until we could see perhaps some close lightning or some funnel clouds or something that would make us go inside and then go down into the basement. That was our safe place, in the basement. If you don't respect the storm, you could be a victim of the storm. Some of you respect storms so much that you move from Florida to Tennessee to get away from the hurricanes. Out in the sea one day, the disciples seemed to have no safe place when the storm came. Safe places are hard to find when you're out on the sea on a boat. The winds began to blow. The waves were beating hard against the ship. Going down to the boat was not a good idea because you'd only get sick with all the weeding and backing and going back and forth in the boat. Going up in the ship, and then you could see everything get hit by the winds and the rains and the lightning. There was no good place to go. Where do you go when there's no safe place? In chess, it's called checkmate. In life, it's the diagnosis of cancer. It's that phone call when you learn that someone you love is not going to be there at Christmas this year, nor next week, nor next hour. You can't go back to yesterday. You can't fast forward to tomorrow. You're stuck with no place to go. It's time like these that you cannot depend on a safe place. But you can. You must. Depend on a rescuing person. If you're stuck out at sea, you call the Coast Guard. That's just fancy talk for persons to the rescue. Persons who can rescue you from the peril of the storm at sea. They train for times like these. They live for these moments. They'll even die trying, and some have. They'll give it their all. The disciples had no coast guard to call in ancient Israel on the Sea of Galilee. They're on their own out there on the sea. But they did that day, the day that the storm came, learn to depend on a person to rescue them. Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing? Perhaps they didn't see the irony that they were calling out to God in human flesh in the boat and asking him, don't you care? You could see why they thought he didn't care. So much that he did not care that he was sleeping on the cushion, snoring through the storm on a stern, unawakened by the waves, unmoved by the rocking movements. God, the Bible said, neither slumbers nor sleeps. So who in the incarnation is Jesus? And what in the world is he teaching at this fleeting moment when it seems the world as we know it is coming to an end? Back in the day, you know, the days before cell phones, the emergency broadcast network used to interrupt television. Periodically, every week, we'd hear it. Beep, 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 beep. And then you'd hear that voice come over the radio or the TV speaker saying, this is a test. It is only a test. And such it was for the disciples that day on the boat. That's what we must conclude after hearing the whole test, the whole reading. Did the disciples pass the test that day? Did they believe and trust that Jesus would be their coast guard at that moment? Did they trust God that he cared for those chosen few who would carry on the ministry in Jesus' name after Jesus left the earth to be reunited with the Father? Did they believe that with Jesus, with them in the boat, that they would not perish but live? The verdict, in the words of an Avett Brothers song, is shame. Boatloads of shame. The disciples were in full mode panic and doubt that God would care for them and let them die in the boat. Well, Jesus calmed the storm, as we know the rest of the story, saying, "Peace, be still." Jesus also had to reveal to them that it was a test by saying, "Have you still no faith, brothers?" For us now, today, Jesus has come, and he has died, and he rose, and he ascended into heaven. But what will we do when the storms come? Where will we go to find a safe place? Except, as we know, inevitably, there is no safe place. No place to go, no place to hide, and yet the waves are still beating. The grave staring us in the face. Soon we'll be asleep on the cushion. Who will be our anchor sure? Who will be our coast guard? Who dies that we might live? Who is going to give it his all, sparing not even his own son? Who calmed the storm that day for the disciples, showing his power over all things? Who makes the winds and the rains to cease with his word? Who brings us safely into the ark, that sturdy ship which he bought with his own blood, to survive the storm of storms, the flood of floods? Who helps them through the cross of the Jordan on dry land? Who is Jesus? May God's grace and peace be with you always, trusting in him who is in the boat with you, who went even into death for you, who went out of the tomb for you, and protects you with his mighty word that says, "I love you, you are mine, you are forgiven forever." In Jesus' name. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.